Wondering chief farmer of Anyako Farms, Richard Nukbanuku, has called on government to consider ways in which the youth in agriculture can partner past award winners to tap into their knowledge. This is to encourage the youth to go into agriculture and stay in the sector to grow it. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the 32nd edition of the annual National Farmers' Day with focus on developing agriculture, Mr. Nukbanuku said the right investment in technology and labor is the way to commercialize agriculture. He noted that the national awards for farmers and fishers is a motivational booster.
One of the key things I've come to learn about Greek is that technical expertise is very key, because not everybody have an agricultural background. So encouraging young people to go into farming, they need to be supported with technical expertise. So some of these award winners can serve as knowledge reservoirs or incubator, more or less. They can run incubator programs, and that is supported by government. So they train the next generation of agriculture investors or agri people. So we don't lose out. Because some of the risk in agri is very demotivating.
What are some of you?
For instance, if you don't have the technical expertise to identify some of the challenges in terms of planning for production.
Richard Nukbanuku is the founder and chief farmer of Anyako Farms. The deputy director in charge of projects, Fisheries Commission, Tamas Nsedu, said women are very vibrant in fishing. This, is said, has necessitated the formation of an association of women in the sector.
We now have a national association of traders and fish processors, and this is actually a novel. The women have been working for a long time, but it has been very difficult for them to bring them together under a national umbrella sort of thing. At the end of the day, when we talk of production, it's the marketing, you know, that drives the production. We believe that once you have got this association in place, production, you know, system will be better, because we now have women who are advocating for women to reject bad fish and then going for the good fish.
For his part, the acting director, Women in Agriculture, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, said that the ministry is challenged with recruiting extension officers due to lack of clearance. She said statistics show that one extension officer has to cover about the 1,500 farmers.
For extension officers, we do have a problem. And one extension officer has to cover 1,500 farmers. That is the statistic we have. And we've not been able to recruit adequately to fill in the gap.
Acting Director, Women in Agriculture, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture.